Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Obamacare comes to Nevada, and we have the scoop. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Executive Director John Hager is going to explain the new Silver State Health Insurance Exchange.
And insurance people, you do not need to be scared. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time John Hager. He is executive director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. And basically, this is the exchange that the governor put in play to be prepared for Obamacare, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so let's start with the people who are the most nervous, which is insurance agents who deal in health insurance across the state are terrified of what's coming down the pike. What do you have to say to them?
They have no reason to be terrified. We have set the exchange up so that brokers and agents will be able to enroll people in the exchange. We will pass along the information to the carrier, and the carrier will pay the agent and broker just like they do today. So we're not messing with the commission structures. We're not getting in the middle of the contracts between the agents and brokers and the carriers. We are simply providing an additional avenue for people to enroll.
So what's different between what they do now, if they go with a various different carriers, if they're an independent, for example, versus dealing with the exchange now?
There really won't be a difference for the brokers. They will be able to use their own systems to enroll people in the plans that they have outside the exchange, or they'll be able to go into the web portal and enroll people in the exchange. What will be different, though, is that individuals between 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $15,000 for an individual, about $31,000 for a family of four, up to $92,000 for a family of four, will be able to get a subsidy from the federal government. So what that allows a broker to do is to grab this population that has not been able to get insurance because it has been unaffordable to them in the past.
Okay, repeat those numbers again.
So for a family of four, it's between approximately $16,000 and $92,000 a year. Below $16,000, you would go onto Medicaid. Above $92,000, you would still be eligible for coverage on the exchange, but you wouldn't get a subsidy, the advanced premium tax credit from the federal government.
And how much is that?
It depends. It's on a sliding scale. It's designed so that you never pay more than a certain percentage of your income. So for somebody that's at 138% of the federal poverty level, they'll pay 3% of their income total on premiums. And that's regardless of whether you're a 20-something or a 64-year-old. Everybody will pay the same amount if you purchase the second lowest silver plan. Now there's lots of different options that will be offered on the exchange. We have what we call metal tiers: bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And as you buy up, as you purchase plans that have richer benefits and lower deductible, the cost will go up. But you can purchase a plan in the silver level tier for an individual at the $16,000 mark would probably be able to get a plan for about $40 per month. And the deductible for that person would be a couple hundred dollars, maybe less. Now, it's difficult to say exactly what those deductibles will be. There's a lot of stuff that still has to happen. We still need to have information from the carriers. Their rate filings will go to the Division of Insurance, but generally, we're guessing from information provided by actuaries and the Kaiser Foundation that for the lower income individuals, they'll be able to get plans with deductibles that from zero to a couple hundred dollars. As you go up on that scale, in the silver level tiers, they go up to about $2,000. And again, we don't know exactly what they'll be, but those are kind of what our estimates are.
John, not only should the insurance agents not be terrified, they should be very, very happy, because now they're going to be the recipients of a whole new wide group of folks who haven't been eligible for insurance coverage in the past. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. So we're projecting that we're going to enroll in the first year 118,000 people. Some of those are small employers, some of those are people that have insurance, but the bulk of them are people that are currently uninsured. So what that does for the broker community is expands their demand for their products. So they will be able to really do well on this if they are proactive, if they understand and learn the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, if they learn what's available on the exchange and enroll people on the exchange, they will be able to expand their market considerably.
Why don't you explain for just a minute why the exchange exists and who it's targeted for? I think there are many people out there that are confused. If I'm sitting here right now with my insurance, my health coverage, what will change for me? Nothing necessarily.
Generally nothing. There are a lot of things that are happening in the market, in the insurance market, starting in 2014, whether you're in the exchange or outside the exchange. The federal government has limited the factors that you can rate people on. So all of these health factors and issues that you can currently increase a person's premium for, you won't be
like
able to do.
Like pre-existing conditions.
Exactly.
Like that.
So starting in 2014, the only thing that carriers can rate you on is your age, where you live, the number of dependents you have, and whether or not you smoke. Those four things only. If you have a pre-existing condition, you are guaranteed to get coverage, and they won't rate you up for that. You have to be rated exactly the same as any other person that is in your situation as far as age, where you live, and number of dependents and smoking status.
All right, let's take a break. Much more on the healthcare exchange that's coming to fruition right now. We'll be right back on the Bad Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, Obamacare, where the rubber hits the road. John Hager is here, executive director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange, a major portion of the Affordable Care Act.
John, the state of Nevada has been a leading state with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And while there's a lot of questions and a lot of anxiety out there about what all this means, there really have been many benefits that have accrued to the state because Nevada has been a leader in implementing the law, such as you want to talk about the technology and the improvements for the state that's going to result of heading down this road?
Sure. So yes, we have definitely have received benefits and will continue to receive benefits. And most of those benefits, and we'll see most of those starting in 2014. But one of the main things is upgrading our enrollment and eligibility systems, not just for the exchange, but we are also upgrading the systems for the welfare Medicaid divisions for Medicaid and CHIP enrollment, Nevada checkup enrollment. So the individuals that enroll in Medicaid and CHIP will be able to go through our exchange and enroll alongside anybody else that gets coverage. So that's definitely a plus. Because we've been a leading state and have been on top of this, thanks in large part to Director Mike Wilden with the Health and Human Services that has led this, and our elected officials that have said go from the very beginning. We want to make sure that we do this, and we don't want the federal intervention. We've been able to, while we implement, look at the federal regulations that we have been handed down, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of regulations that we have to implement. And we've been able to look at things that don't necessarily work for Nevada and request that the feds change it, provide comments to change various pieces of it. One of the major things recently is the multi-state plan that the federal government will provide, and whether or not it's a level playing field with the plans that Nevada offers. And so it's been very important for Nevada that we've been in the weeds in the implementation so that we can have an impact on the regulations that are coming down. The biggest thing that has happened,
bake the cake.
We get to influence the rules. It's been an interesting process because we're creating this exchange without having all the rules. You know, starting to play a game without having the rules. And when the rules come down, we get to influence them a little bit. Now we're just one voice out of many. But because we've been a leading state, I think we have the respect of CMS and the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight under CMS, that they actually listen to us, and I think it provides us a little more weight. The biggest benefit that we'll have, though, in November, the federal government released a regulation that said that the federally facilitated exchange would cost 3.5% of premium. And so if we were not doing a state-based exchange, the feds would come in and run it for us, and they would charge carriers 3.5% of premium. The model that we've created in the long term only cost 2.8% of premium. Now we're hoping we can actually make some adjustments that will lower that in the future. But right now, 2.8% is quite a bit less than 3.5%. It will actually save Nevada consumers $3.2 million a year. So we're really excited to have that information and know that we're moving in the right direction. We're providing a low-cost exchange for Nevada and as a model for other states. And then we've also been able to keep jobs within the state. So our call center, 50-plus people down in Las Vegas. We have the state staff here in Carson City. Our people that are designing the web portal are in Reno. So it's been a plus to Nevada that we've kept it here in Nevada, that we've had the dialogue in Nevada, and we've managed to make sure that we have a product that is for Nevadans.
Okay, let me make this personal here. My wife and I, both in our 60s, we are two individuals in a group plan. We pay $1,450 per month for health insurance, and we both have $5,000 deductibles. What does this health insurance exchange and the Affordable Care Act do for people like us? Will we actually see lower premiums, or are we still stuck with these high deductibles and high premiums?
So the question of the premium is difficult to answer right now. We don't have the rate filings for the insurance industry yet. First, let me say, if you're in your 60s, for individuals that have Medicare A, they will not be eligible for the exchange. So anybody 65 and up generally would not be eligible for the exchange. One of the main things that happens, though, is currently today, the age rating band goes from 1 to about 5.7. We'll call it 6. So if a 20-something has a premium that's $100 and a 64-year-old has a premium, it would likely be $600 because of that age band sure. rating. The Affordable Care Act limits that from 1 to 3. So what you would see then is if somebody's charged $100, then the maximum premium that a 64-year-old could be charged based on their age would be $300. Now, if you did the math there, that went from, with two people, $100 plus $600 to $700, and now you've reduced it from $100 to $300, so only $400. It's the same person, and the insurance company has to cover their costs. So they'll have to increase that. Somehow. So what you would likely see then is that you'd have the 20-somethings premium would potentially be $160 or $170, and the 60-somethings rate would be about $450, $500. Now, again, those aren't the rates that they're going to be, but that's right. an example of what would right. happen with the age band rating. What you're going to see is an unsubsidized individual in the 20 age group will see a pretty significant increase to their rates, and a 64-year-old would otherwise see a fairly significant decrease to their rates. Now, we still have medical inflation. The total average cost of coverage continues to go up each year, 5 to 10%, something like that. So then...
Okay, let me hold you here. Would you mind sticking around for another segment here? Because I think we have a lot more questions we'd like to ask you, so we're going to hold you over. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
I'm Steve Schroeder with Delicious by Nevada. And if you like to eat, I'll show you recipes that taste good and are good for you. Watch MyNews 4 or check it out at MyNews4.com.
If you want to start the new year with a whiter, straighter, or healthier smile, Absolute Dental can make your New Year's resolution a reality. Enjoy incredible savings for adults and kids this year, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. Our friendly staff will help you get the perfect smile you've been looking for, even if you don't have insurance. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from a non-healing wound or late effects of radiation? Northern Nevada Hyperbarics can help. Relax in a state-of-the-art chamber breathing 100% pure oxygen and accelerate your ability to heal. Foot wounds are a common complication of diabetes and a striking example of the type of wound which can be treated with hyperbaric oxygen. Let us help you attain a quality of life you may have thought impossible. Go to NevadaHyperbarics.com or call us at 826-2084.
It's the Winter Home Sale at Bassett, where we make it easier than ever to create the beautiful look you'll love with exceptional savings of up to 35% on our best-selling collections. The Winter Home Sale at Bassett. Hurry in now. Sale ends soon.
It looks like an infant has been beaten.
Judge Judy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Hager. He is the executive director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, which is one of the first things from the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, that's being put in place.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the impact of the law now on employers who currently are offering insurance coverage to their employees? Are they impacted at all? Will things change for them? Do they have an opportunity to change their plans through the exchange?
Generally, yes and no. So generally, an employer that already offers health insurance will not have an impact. The law says that if you have 50 or more employees and you don't provide health coverage, you will be penalized. I think it's about $2,000 per person, and there's a formula to it, but generally about $2,000 per employee that you don't cover. If you're already offering coverage that is considered minimum essential and affordable coverage, then it really doesn't impact you. Continue to offer your coverage and you're fine. If you're not offering coverage, that's where you have to consider whether you want to pay the penalty or start offering coverage and subsidizing your employees for that coverage. Employers that have 50 or fewer employees can continue to offer their coverage. Anybody can continue to offer their coverage, but if you have 50 or fewer employees, you can also go to our shop exchange, our small business health options program that's required under the Affordable Care Act, and you will have many of the same offerings available to you as an individual does. The plans are going to be slightly different, but generally you'll have the same ability to purchase coverage. What will be nice for an employer is that right now, you typically sign up for coverage with one insurance organization. You get one or two plans, maybe three plans. Your employees have some choice, but it's limited. Under the exchange, you'll say, okay, we're going to offer that silver medal tier to all my plans, and the employees will be able to choose any one of the carriers that are on the exchange. We'll send a bill out to the employer for each of the policies that are enrolled in, and then we'll collect the money from the employer and we'll redistribute it to the carrier. So we have what's called a premium aggregation function. What it will do is offer more choice to the employers, or to the employees, excuse me. So the idea behind it is, theoretically, if you have more choice, hopefully you have more competition, and hopefully that drives the price down. But the other part of the price, though, is to implement all of the Affordable Care Act and all the things that have happened in the Affordable Care Act. There are taxes that the federal government has imposed. There's taxes on providers. There's taxes on the insurance organizations. There's taxes on durable medical equipment. All of this stuff will go into the price of insurance. So the concern is that while you might see for the age banding, like we talked about earlier, a 64-year-old's premium would have decreased, not only do you have medical inflation to increase the average cost of coverage, but you also have these additional taxes. So there's concern that the average cost of coverage nationwide will go up because of all of these issues.
Okay, so how do the insurance companies feel when you're dealing with them and laying all of this out? Do they all want to jump in the pool and play, or are you seeing a limited amount of people coming in? What's that situation?
The insurance companies are by nature very conservative. They have very low risk tolerances. I mean, obviously they're insuring people, but they've got to make sure that they cover
charts.
Their costs. They have charts, they have actuaries that they have to report to. So they are hesitant to firmly say, yes, we will be offering coverage on the exchange. That said, because we've been going forward as we have now for several years, and we've had, last year we had 42 publicly noticed meetings, board meetings, committee meetings, and in addition to that, we've had meetings every other week with carriers to let them know what's going on, not just at the meetings, but some of the things that we're thinking and trying to get input from them on what would work and what wouldn't work. So because we have included them in the process, we've been told that we've been one of the most transparent exchanges in the state, that they understand us better than they do other states, and I think they're more willing to work with us. In addition to that, the board has basically decided that they're going to be as low regulation as possible. We don't want to add a lot of additional requirements. The Affordable Care Act already says you've got to take all of these requirements and use them and put them into your plans. We want to see how that goes over the first couple of years and see what the Affordable Care Act does in this, you know, market shakeup that's going to happen. And then once we get some data behind us and understand what the Affordable Care Act has done to the market, then we'll start maybe tweaking things that might be able to be fixed, making an adjustment over here, requiring something with the carriers. So we'll review our policies as we go forward. But we don't want to add any additional costs that we're not already adding. And we want to better understand the market before we make those adjustments.
We've only got 30 seconds here, but just answer this question briefly if you can. There are certain mandates that the state has played, the federal government has placed on insurance companies, for example, a coverage of autism, things like that. Did those all stay in place through the healthcare exchanges?
So it's not necessarily a healthcare exchange issue, it's a market-wide issue. The essential health benefits package that all individual and small employer plans will have all of the state mandates that Nevada currently has. The issue will be in this next legislative session, if any additional state mandates are added, the state will have to pick up the cost of those mandates. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch as we go forward in the legislature.
So it won't be in the insurance companies?
I'm sorry?
It won't be the insurance companies, it would be the state if there's a mandate passed.
The insurance companies will add it into their premium, but the cost of that advanced premium tax credit would be paid for by the state, the cost of the increase due to that mandate.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. I'm sure we're going to see you a lot in this program. We're going to reserve a parking place for you outside.
All right.
Okay? All right, thank you so much. Very, very informative. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I'm pleased with their work, and I like their employees, and also the price is right.
I would recommend Evergreen Carpet Cleaning because they're courteous, they're kind, they're professional, and they're very inexpensive.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
No, I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
We're going to post a link on our website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, to the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. There's a lot more dates and information that will be there.
And coming up, we're going to be talking with the parent leaders of Nevada. We're going to be working hard in Carson City on behalf of education.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.